Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, hello, hello. It's episode 201. How exciting.
It
the
is.
First of the 200s.
Oh, nice.
So there we go. Thank you for listening. Thank
it's
you
like
for coming
the millennium
back.
All over again.
This is like January 1st, the millennium.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go. You join us at a particularly tense moment of Rosie's education in the house. Just to let you be here. It's always nice to let you behind the curtain here of the podcast. We're sitting in the studio in my house just trying to get ready to do it. And we've got a thing to go to next week, haven't we? We've got an event.
Party.
Our management run like a yearly party. And I've never been to one.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like it's a personal vendetta against me. Every single time they booked one, I was working.
And they organise your work.
They organise me work and their party. So
yeah,
it's like,
when's
that tosser on tour? Excellent. We'll do it that night when he's in Aberdeen and we'll have the party in London. However, you said, we're just chatting there, and you said you might get something new to wear for it.
Might treat myself.
I'm annoyed because it says on the thing that you've got to dress posh. And I don't like that. I like jeans and T-shirt or jeans and
I'll
shirt.
I'll tell you exactly what it said, because you asked me.
They've got glitter in the
really
title, so
sense,
everyone's going to be
actually dressed
like fucking Jessica Rabbit, which is irritating as shit.
Really?
And I'm going to have to wear a suit, which I hate
wearing.
Right,
it says.
Right, what's it say?
Dress code. Studio 54 meets 21st century chic.
Studio 54 versus 21st meets 21st century
chic.
What in the name of God is this? And
why
am I suddenly busy next week?
I honestly don't really know. I've typed it in. It's like 70s flares, sequins, etc., etc. But like the thing is with that, you buy something and then when are you going to wear it again?
Oh, dear, nah.
Do you know
what
I mean?
For you? What are you going to wear? What is it?
Oh, a jumpsuit or something.
Brilliant.
Oh, here's some pictures. Oh,
Trouble
it's very
pissing.
Austin Powers.
Trouble pissing. Austin Powers. Oh, God, people walk around saying groovy baby all night. I'm busy. Someone get me a fucking tour date. I might do a charity night, a charity gig.
Is that what is that Liza Minnelli?
Oh, Jesus.
Best looks from Studio 54. What was Studio 54? Was it a club?
Who gives a fuck? The main point I'm trying to say this, the main reason we've started this is because you said you might get something new to wear.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, we're in London on the day. There's loads of shops in London. Let's buy something new in London. And you said, oh, I don't know, Chris, that's pretty risky.
A bit risky, yeah.
And I said, do you mean risky?
Mm-hmm.
And you said,
no, risky, like,
aren't they the same thing as what you fucking
said?
Well,
yes, all right, fair enough. I didn't realise.
To which I replied, Rosie, risky means, like, sexually suggestive.
Mm-hmm.
And you said,
I don't know what I said now.
Fucking hell. You said you've been saying risky.
Oh, no, I have, for a while.
In place of risky to numerous people for quite some time.
Yeah. I think I've got away with it, though, because I think people think I'm joking, but I didn't realise that it was, like, completely different.
Have you been doing a slight accent? Like, oh, that's a bit risky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
I
so
thought
it
was
like
just
doing
risky, but with a French accent. Like, risque. Are they spelled the same?
No, there's a Q and a U and an E at the end of risque. Oh, God.
Oh, hey, listen. Every day's
fucking
a school
hell day.
Oh,
it really is. That's, honestly, a bit risky.
Oh, there you go. How to recreate some of Studio 54's very best fashion looks.
Oh, what? Hey, what are you wearing at the party? Oh, I'm just going to sit on Google and work it out. Oh, put your own fucking clothes on, man. You nerd.
You just go on your own. I quite like a bit of fancy dress.
Nah. The whole week I'll be planning what they're going to wear.
Oh, flared jeans. I can wear some flares.
I get fucking standing in a muddy puddle outside. There's your
jeans for market. God's sake. You are such a miserable bastard, you know that.
Flared jeans are for people who wear shit shoes.
I love flared jeans.
Hide your shitty shoes.
I've got like three pairs of flared jeans. Can we crack on before you really offend somebody?
Who? Oh, people who like fancy dress. Oh, sorry. Sorry. People. Oh, turn up. What you got on? Oh, look at me. Oh, look at you.
Oh, you're a miserable
night's
bastard.
Night's fun over.
Right,
night's
so you are. So you're just not wearing anything. What are you going to wear?
Tracksuit, 70s tracksuit.
Great.
Yeah, I might wear a tracksuit.
You could wear what we wore for the, you know, the TV show, like the...
Oh, like knitted t-shirts.
The bit that we
that.
Did beforehand. Yeah, that's quite that, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, then.
I think.
All right, okay. Just fucking... Hey, man. God,
do you know what's really embarrassing? Yeah. We're going to have to ring someone from our management
and see
and ask about
happening.
The ask about the dress code. Do you know the party next week? What do you want to wear?
Couple of dicks. Anyway, like, enough about
why do we have to handhold you two through life?
Enough about our shitty little social life. It's episode 201. We hope you're having a lovely time out there. We hope you know what risque means. We hope you're having a nice little year so far. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast, should I say. I call it a show, like Carl Hutchinson calls it a show. without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
I'm
this
sorry, I'm going to have to turn me on. I've gone down the right rabbit hole.
She is not looking
yet.
At us here. She's just Googling. Was that James Caan?
Bianca Jagger, Halston and Liza Minnelli. Did Liza Minnelli smoke? Well, I never.
This is just Mick
Jagger.
This is just sitting next to someone who's on Google. Ooh. Close it. Close
Calvin
it.
Klein?
Close
I didn't
it.
Know Calvin Klein
close your laptop.
Like that. Share.
I can't. Sorry. Oh.
They're all there.
Annoying. I actually want to know what Calvin Klein
looks
like. Yeah,
do you want
to
see?
No idea what Calvin Klein
looks
like. Oh my
gosh, he's fit.
No idea what Calvin Klein
looks
like.
They look at him when
he's just a pair of
in 1980.
Shorts.
Nice, look at him.
Yeah. I'd book them. Now listen. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is companies who phone you and then expect you to give them all of your details.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not
sick
companies.
Nah, I think they are, you know. No, companies do it. It's not just people trying to scam you. I mean, obviously, right. People trying to scam you do it, but companies do it as well. Like, an energy company phoned me, who I'm with, the other week, and said, hi, is that Chris Ramsey? And I said, yes. And they said, oh, it's such and such from this energy company. Mm-hmm. I went, okay, what do you want? They went, oh, I've just got to prove it's you first. Can you run through these questions? And I went, right. And then she was like, what's your address? And I went, you fucking rang me. You rang me. And she went, oh, well, I can't. That was it. She went, well, I can't do the call. I can't do the call if you won't answer the security questions. I went, well, I don't want to talk to you. Why do you want to talk to us?
Well, do you now, though? Do you think the innocent parties get annoyed because everyone...
Don't get annoyed, though. You know it's a thing.
If you've been scammed before, you know... Like, I'm really on high alert anytime anyone rings us or I ring anyone else. Mm-hmm. So I'm always like, why do you want me postcode? I'm not giving you that.
Yeah.
So do you think they're getting pissed off though?
Yeah, but don't get pissed off. You know scamming's a thing. Mm. The same company email me and say, watch out, scammers are about.
Right.
Like,
watch
I
out,
don't get,
scammers are about.
Like, I don't get it. Like, that's like walking into your local bank with a balaclava on and them going, take that off, mate. And you go, oh, what? I can't wear my balaclava in the bank. And you can't. Because people with balaclavas and bags pull fucking shotguns out and rob the place, you prick. Like, don't be offended when you ring me on a withheld number and start asking me a load of personal shit and I don't want to immediately spill me guts to you.
That's true.
Because, oh.
Do you think anyone's robbed a bank recently? Does that happen anymore?
Do you know what? I've got no idea.
I don't think it happens anymore. I think it's all online. It's all done digital.
It probably are,
like back in the day, it was literally ring the buzzer, the bell underneath you. I bet
press
they've
the
never touched that in years. I bet they don't work.
Yeah, what the buzzers? You think it's a fake alarm?
Yeah. I'll ask our mate works at Lloyd. Right. I might say, do you still have the alarm?
Right,
and she'll go, oh, it hasn't worked in years, that. Never had to press it. It's all online now.
It's all online.
It is.
I'll just rob you online.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched the videos where people, so there's this guy in America, I think, who catches the scammers out and he can hack into their camera,
fantastic.
Watching them.
The webcam and that.
Oh, isn't it beautiful?
Love it, yeah.
Isn't it? And they're just shitting their pants and you're going, aye, you fuckers.
Yeah. Guy rang me the other day and he was like, hi, I'm such and such from Vodafone. I went, you're from Vodafone? I went, yeah. I went, what do you want? He went, I'm going to talk about your phone bill. I went, I'm with a different company. Mm. He went, what company are you with? I went, EE. He went, oh, okay, no problem. And he put the phone down. I thought, if you fucking ring back in 2 minutes and say you're from EE, I'm going to be really impressed.
Imagine.
Same voice, everything. I am from EE. Oh, hiya, mate. Like, he didn't, thank God. But I was like, imagine he did.
Well, you get all my scamming calls because I just won't answer.
Oh, it was your phone. It was your phone. Yeah, I always just tell them I'm with a different one anyway. Even if they ring up saying they're from EE, I go on with Vodafone. They go, oh, no, bother. I go, you didn't. Yeah, dirty little horrible little dirty bastards. Yeah. It's the fact that they do it to get old people and that really makes me upset.
Oh, of course. It's disgusting. It's absolutely shocking.
Awful. Awful. But anyway, comedy! Here's a jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. 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 So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Watch out, scammers about. Watch out, scammers about. Yeah, you better watch out. Them pesky scammers about.
You got the words wrong there?
Couldn't fit it all.
Gammas. Welcome pesky back. Gammas.
Little gammon steaks.
Little gammon steaks. Hello.
Welcome back.
Hello. Hello. Anyway, how are you? Because you were right fucking misery before we started this podcast.
No, I'm all right. You
Until
know
what?
Until
we I've did just... the risque thing. You yeah. were like little right misery. You kept sitting there going, what's wrong with us?
I've just felt a bit, you know, some days you just feel a bit down.
It's Blue Monday the other day.
Well, maybe mine's catching up because I was all right on Monday. I had quite a nice day.
delayed.
I'm having
Blue
a bit
Monday.
Of blue. Why is it Blue Monday? I don't understand.
I don't know the ins and outs science of it, but from what I've gleaned, it's like Christmas is over. It's the beginning of the year. You know, it's that thing of like everyone builds stuff up so much. That's why I said the thing last episode about everyone builds it up. It's like I hope you're smashing 2023. You're like, no, I'm not. I'm meandering into it with my fucking pajamas on.
Well, look back. Maybe
I'll
I do need a bit of that though.
I'll get to it. Yeah, maybe you do. Yeah.
Maybe I need it. You. I've had it. I've given me
all the rules down. I put all the rules down. Last week, you buy a VHS player, call a dog mate.
Yeah.
You'll be all right. Vicky Patterson got in touch on Twitter and said that, and on Instagram, and says that she calls her dog Sir quite a lot.
Oh, right, nice.
I said, you're peaking too early.
She's just bought another one, hasn't she?
Madness. Absolute nutcase.
These people.
Absolute
with
nutcase.
All the dogs.
All she does is put photos on. Big shout out Vicky Patterson, but all you do is put photos on of stuff your dog's fucked up and you've went and bought the little cunt a partner in crime. The fucking out of the dog craterins in your house. What you doing?
And the thing is, I mean, I don't know dogs, but if they're like kids, no two kids are the same.
Yeah.
So there's so many people, isn't it, when they've had a child and they're like, oh my, he's so easy. Absolute walk in the dream. And then have another one who's like the devil. We seem to have gone the other way.
Yeah.
Robin was the nightmare.
And now
Robin was so, he still is. He's just intense. He's just an intense kid. Mm-hmm. Rafe's pretty chill.
Yeah.
So we've had it. We've already done the hard stuff.
Didn't one of our friends say recently that they got one dog and the dog was the chillest dog ever? Now this other dog,
yeah,
got
Alex
dog
was
to keep his company,
us.
And that dog's an absolute
like they
knob.
Can't.
She says she apologizes to our first dog. She's like, I'm sorry, I gave you a sister. I know you didn't want it. This is all my fault.
Well, they used to. Alex was telling us they used to leave all the doors open when they went to work. They never leave the dogs for long, by the way. They used to leave
Someone
all the doors open.
And
Ivy, Ivy, the oldest dog, would go on all the beds. She was absolutely fine.
Run out of the house.
Didn't have to worry about it. And now they've got the second one. They could literally have to shut and lock all the doors because she just pisses on all the beds. And Ivy's like, "You fucking ruined this for me, you bitch."
He blessed them. Listen, I got so excited last week with it being the new year and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't try not talk about Christmas too much.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't give Sandra's Christmas present to me update.
Oh, yes.
For Christmas just gone.
Right.
So I'm sure everyone's been waiting with bated breath to know what Sandra, obviously in the past, she's got as a knife holder. She's
which
got
we
as,
use.
Yeah, for the kitchen. Yeah. It's for the kitchen.
What about the
she
pan with the spikes on?
She got the tray with the spikes on, which she couldn't find on Christmas Day. I had to go and find for her.
Right.
And
it's got spikes on, by the way, to hold the meat in place.
Yeah,
so
it's for cutting meat, yeah. And I remember opening it and she went, well, it's for when you cook your meat and you cut it. And I was like, I've never cooked any meat and I've never, it's just ridiculous, right? And then she used it that day. Bless her, right? She says I'm hard to buy for, which I suppose I am in a way, because you just buy your own shit when you want it. But this year, it's weird. She's sort of split it in two now. Mm-hmm. She gets us some genuinely good shit that I really want, and then she throws in something that just reminds us that she's the worst present buyer on the planet.
Oh no, right? She's getting better. She's good.
She came round ours Christmas Eve with two, what I can only describe as off-cuttings from the bit on Jumanji where the plants come to life.
Two plants. They're lovely though. They're
trees,
nice.
Massive
indoor ones.
Trees. Well, look, I don't mean to sound like an arsehole. I've already slagged off fancy dress, but I don't mean to sound like a dickhead. But buying plants is not a present.
You are a dick. Chris, you're a comedian.
Buying plants.
Comedians
isn't a
are dickheads.
It's not a present.
Right, great.
Buying
okay.
plants.
You've done a
is
full
a
thing of this.
I've done a full
your,
thing when someone bought us an olive tree once.
Yeah.
I've got two kids. I can barely keep them alive. I can barely keep them fed and water. I can barely keep up with their demands.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's two fucking trees in my living room.
They look lovely.
They're starting to smell a bit weird.
Are they?
Yeah, we're not. They're going to be dead really soon, right? I'm telling you, it's responsibility. It's not a gift, it's responsibility. Anyway, she gave you them plants and I was like, fucking hell, here we go. So I had to bite my tongue there because instead of being the guy going, why have you brought these two fucking trees into my house? Then I open my stuff again. I'm not expecting anything. I would, if your mom could turn up with nothing and just say Merry Christmas and give us a hug, and I wouldn't care. I'm not that guy, but it is fun to take the piss.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some gym stuff, which was brilliant.
Which you
some
love,
really
yeah.
good gym shorts, gym t-shirt, fucking excellent. And then there was a little bottle wrapped up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, this bottle's like a little whiskey or something. Mm-hmm. It's plant feed. It's a bottle of plant feed for the plants. Instead of going, there's some plant feed, she wrapped it up and put it in my bag.
What confused me about this was the plants were for me.
Yeah, and I got the plant feed.
Did you get the feed?
Because you're a useless fucker and she knows you'll kill them. It's wrapped up. Rosie, it was wrapped up. It was a little bottle. I thought, what is this?
I
didn't know. It was such an odd shape. I was like, what is this? Is it a baby's bottle? Is it a joke? Plant
where,
feed.
Where is that now?
It's for the plants. I don't know where it is. What the? She's a fucking lunatic.
Why did she wrap it up?
I don't know.
Why didn't she put it with the plants?
I don't know.
She's bulking it out, man. This is all I got when I was a kid, you know. With Christmas presents, we used to get a nice, like a nice one, and then everything else was just pouch up.
I'm surprised your mum didn't open the selection boxes and individually wrap each chocolate bar and go, there you go, you've got six presents. This is what? This is one present, this. You've fucking decanted. You've decanted a selection box. You mean bitch.
Oh, well, she got us me sanctuary body butter, so I love her forever.
I know again.
Yeah.
Body butter. Disgusting couple of words that is.
Why? It actually is, isn't
sounds,
it?
Sounds greasy.
Body butter.
Sounds like
why
gonna,
is it called
we've got to change the sheets.
What was wrong with body lotion? Why
based
are you
in yourself.
Butter?
What are you basting yourself for? Ugh. Body butter. Don't fall on the carpet. You'll fall butter side down.
Speaking of butter, I went off brand this week and it's really upset us. You love it though, but I hate it. Yeah. I hate the butter we've changed
to. You bought some new butter.
Yeah.
Guys, it's been a busy week. We're snowed under. Absolutely
so much going
fucking
on.
Snowed
so much
under.
Going on. Babadoo, 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 ba. Went out with the girls recently. So Angela.
You are never in this house, do you know?
Angela,
that?
Steph, and me sister Kate, we went out for a couple of drinks and then we went for a curry.
That's Rosie. Rosie out again with her friends there, shirking her responsibilities, leaving me, the bairns, and the plants in the house to fend for ourselves.
You've got the feed, you'll be fine. So we went out. It was really lush. Had a lovely night. Got a little bit tipsy. You know, had pre-drinks and all that, so a little bit tipsy, but went for this gorgeous curry. It was all going so well, so well. Had a look at the wine list, and we thought, you know what? I was going to get a glass of Pinot Grigio, and then the girls, so Angela and Kate were like, you know, we'd love a glass, let's get a bottle. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's get a bottle of wine in the curry house. Why not, right? So I've told you this story, haven't I? You're looking with bated breath, like
I just get a glass each. Why are you splashing out for a bottle? What do you think this is?
Because it's between three, were that's a glass each, a glass and a tittle each.
Tittle,
a little tittle, tittle toodle.
You can get your tittles out in the curry house, man. You get it out.
So we got a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
The gentleman came back, and he was like, "I'm really sorry, we don't have any of that wine left." And I was like, "Right,
is
no
this
other."
Pinot Grigio. This is a white
Pinot
wine.
Pinot Grigio, the white wine. He's like, well, he went, well, no, we don't have any left in the back, but we do have a bottle here. And he reached above Angela's head and there was a tiny little shelf the size of the bottle.
Right.
And he went, this one, this is the one you're after.
The
display bottle of wine.
On the wall.
To which I inside died, right?
Room temperature, display wall wine.
Don't know how long it's been there.
Right.
Angela and Kate decided that this would be the perfect opportunity to give the curry man a, ooh!
Because he got it off the wall. They thought it was special.
So they were absolutely. Why? They were buzzing. That he, like as if he'd done a magic trick.
So he went. Sorry, I haven't got one in the back, chilled in the fridge where it should be. But I've got this one here that's on display on the wall. I'll just grab it from up here. And they went, oh, like the fucking aliens in Toy Story.
Exactly like that.
Wall wine. Ooh.
And then I was in a really awkward position of, am I going to be the dick and tell him, I'm not drinking that bottle of wine that's been on the wall above my friend's head for
wall wine.
Who years. Could have been years, right?
Yes!
My friends are buzzing about this. They think it's really exciting. So he went and got a bucket of ice from the back.
Don't tell us he's drank it with ice in them.
We put ice in the wine because it was warm.
Manky. Absolutely.
And then
manky.
We drank the full bottle.
Oh, no, there we go.
And I did have a hangover the next day. And
no,
I think
of course
it
did, Be the out of date wall wine.
Wall wine?
Yeah.
Why?
It's not just room temperature. It's actually warmed up by these LED spotlights that have been on it for
shining
6 years.
It did have a light shining on it. It did have a spotlight above. Why
like
did
an
they
award.
Get so excited?
I don't know.
Why wasn't their first? Why wasn't their first thought like, oh, can we not have the one that's been on the shelf?
It's like That's like, you know, when you go for, you remember when you went for a pair of shoes? When you're younger, you go for a pair of shoes. Mm-hmm. You're like, you've got these in or whatever. You go, I'll look out the back and they come out with just the left in the box and they go, so the right one's out here somewhere on display. You'd have to stand.
The amount of times I had to find a display shoe around the shop, I was like, where's the merchandise? I put the fucking right shoe of this boot.
It might be in the window.
Oh my
might be
God.
In the, and the amount of times I had to stand there waiting for someone to go and get the fucking right Adidas out of the window.
Oh my God. Like, I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Somebody got a bit offended in a shoe shop. I bought not a ridiculously expensive pair of shoes, but they weren't cheap.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't just a random little pair of shoes. It was a mid-range pair of shoes.
Yeah.
And they brought them, were like, this is a display pair. And I was like, oh, so is any money off that? And she was like, no. I was like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want this pair of shoes that every fucker has had their feet in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to break in the left foot, which will never happen because you wear them both at the same time. Unless I go walk around the streets with just one shoe on, it's never going to fit the same. And I don't understand why they don't give you money off.
I remember I gave money off once in All Sports when I worked in All Sports in South Shields because someone was buying a pair of football boots, but one of them had been in the window and it was a different colour. It was a different colour than the other one. But it was just for the kids' football, for the PE. Mm. The dad wasn't asked. So I got him some money off and he was just like, oh, they'll get full of mud anyway. But it was literally a really lighter shade of black. Yeah.
I must have mentioned that in here because it still really upsets us to this day. Me mum, remember, I can't remember what the shoe shop was called down the street. It was that massive one on the corner next to where Marx's used to be.
With a B. I can't remember.
Can't remember.
Right on the corner in South Shields, right where the buses come round the bottom of Fowler Street. Amazing. And I got my first school shoes from there.
Yes,
Pod, Kickers. Oh, yeah.
They did all the good stuff. But, well, this
was. Did you ever have pods?
Yeah, I think
did
so.
Did you leave the key ring on them?
Well, yeah, because I'm not a dick.
There we go. Damn right.
Because I'm cool as fuck. Of course I did.
Right,
you are. So, the bargain bin, remember the bargain bin?
Yep.
Where all the shoes were kind of like elastic banded together.
Right, okay.
So I got a pair of them on Christmas Eve one year.
Yeah.
I'm sure you must know this story because I was fucking
this doesn't
devastated.
Sound like I know this story. So
right.
Big posh shoe shop on the corner in South Shields.
It wasn't posh.
Oh, I remember
was
it being
it?
Quite posh. Big glass windows and that, loads of shoes and that.
Ooh. Glass windows, crazy.
I don't know what I expected, their windows.
It wasn't posh, I don't think it was posh.
Not like the metal windows you get now.
Corrugated iron.
Well, it was, you know, it was like wood. The shop was like wood. It looked quite, I don't know.
We maybe think of different shoe shops.
Okay, then.
Anyway.
All right. Are you talking about the Brunswick Shoe Warehouse that was round the back?
Maybe I am.
You might be talking about the Brunswick Shoe Warehouse that was round the
right,
back.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Right.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
Right.
Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Went to the shops. Every Christmas Eve, we used to get McDonald's.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad would get away. It was like a treat, right? It was lush. Like, happy Christmas. Is your one McDonald's of the year. See you at your birthday. Maybe you'll get two. So I got this pair of shoes and they had a little heel.
Uh-huh.
They were just like canvas, but they had a little, tiny little heel.
Yeah.
And it was Spice Girls era. I was in year six and I was just buzzing to have this little heel because my mum was not like mums nowadays. She was dead strict. I wasn't allowed my ESPS till I was 15.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to wear makeup. Like, she was just proper strict, which I'm grateful for now because I had a childhood. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't grow up too quick.
Right.
Anyway, so I bought these. I was fucking buzzing. I was like, I'm going to wear these on Boxing Day to my nana's. Right. Absolutely over the moon cock hoop. Got to Boxing Day.
Right.
Went to put them on. Because for some reason, just picked them out the bin my size, didn't actually try them on.
Right.
Went to try them on, and there were two left feet. There were two left feet tied together.
There's you walking around in circles all night.
<and that>. Basically. But it was Boxing Day, so I couldn't go and change them because none of the shops were open.
Unlike now,
I would have been able to. Couldn't change them. That memory has stuck with me for my entire life. And to this day, I need to ask my mum because I've got a feeling I might have worn them.
Two left feet?
I think I might have worn them. I'm not even joking.
Almighty.
I think I might have been so desperate to wear them that I did wear them.
Oh my God.
I remember.
That's
gutted.
And you there's know when Rosie you're... there. Merry Christmas. What did you get for Christmas? Looks like God gave looks like Santa gave you rickets for Christmas. Rosie there, you cannot walk. You all right? What did he give you? A bad back.
I need to ask my mum if I wore them.
Oh,
shall I ring
her
now dead quick?
She'll not remember, but go on.
She might. She's got the bin.
She's got really fine.
She's probably thinking, oh, get in, they're coming to get him early. No.
Hi.
Hi, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello. Just dead quickly, we're just recording the podcast. Do you remember that year that I bought that pair of shoes with the little heel, but there were two, like, left feet? And I was devastated.
I do.
Did I wear them, or did we wait to send them back?
I don't think you sent them back, anyway.
Did I wear them for Boxing Day?
Well, how the hell could you have worn two shoes?
Well, Sandra, if I like a pair of shoes enough, I will wear two left feet.
What that shop was called.
Well, what was the shop called?
From Shields.
Aye.
Well, it would be in a cheap shop if it was you.
Was it Brunswick Shoe Warehouse?
Was it Brunswick?
It was Brunswick. Yeah,
yeah,
it was.
That's the one.
Give me dissing me on my shoes knowledge.
All right, then. No worries. I just say it was a very very vivid memory, and we're just chatting about it now. Okay. All right. Bye.
Your mother.
Because it was you. You, yeah. Bushy, bought them.
Your mother letting you get a heel, buy shoes with a heel on when you were a child. No wonder you were such a slag now. Do you know that?
Wow.
Absolutely disgusting.
I was not
behavior.
A slag. I'm not a slag.
Disgusting behaviour. Listen, on the topic of you being a slag, said in a loving way.
Yeah, great.
I found this on Instagram the other day. This came up, and I thought I'd throw a couple of these at you and get your opinion on them, right?
Right.
So I was scrolling through Instagram the other day, and I follow all these like fact pages and historical fact pages. So these are vintage dating tips for women from a 1938 magazine.
Oh, God.
Did you see these?
No.
These are... I just want to see what your opinion is. Just throw it out
who,
there.
So
right?
A man wrote this or a woman?
Well, I assume 1938 tips for women. I assume it's a man.
Right.
I imagine it's a man wrote it. Or a woman may have wrote it, but then the boss of the magazine may have changed it quite heavily. Right.
Okay.
Be the judge.
Right.
So you it's 1938. Mm-hmm. You're a young lass. Mm-hmm. You've got your two left feet on. You've got your little heels. Mm-hmm. You're about to go out dating. Okay. Men don't like girls who borrow their handkerchief and smudge them with lipstick. Make up in private, not where he sees you.
Fucking hell.
All right.
38.
1938.
Wow.
Don't be nicking me handkerchief. The amount of times you've took my handkerchief with me initials embroidered on it, and
without
you've smudged, you take it off as in public.
Your whole stick.
Yeah. Your slag stick all over, wiping your ass, dabbing your armpits with it.
Do you know what's hilarious though? I'm not just a something. Even as a woman, right? When women have so much makeup on and they hug you, and it just gets all over.
Oh
your
my
top.
God!
And
yeah.
I've done that to some blokes before, and I've genuinely some of your mates when they hug me, I'm like. Crane me neck
because
I've put makeup on them so many times. So there's something in that, actually.
Well, it's okay then. So maybe. Careless women never appeal to gentlemen. Don't talk while dancing.
Eh?
For when a man dances, he wants to dance.
Wow.
So.
Holy shit, this is horrible.
Well, stop talking while dancing. Don't be familiar with your escort by caressing him in public.
PDA.
Any open show of affection is in bad taste and usually embarrasses or humiliates him.
Crikey.
Well,
wouldn't want to do that.
Back off, right?
Back
off. Back
off, slag.
We'll dance, but don't talk. Don't caress my bum or anything like that.
Oh, God, no.
If you need a brasserie, wear one. Don't tug at your girdle. And be careful of your stockings that they're not wrinkled.
I feel like a woman's wrote this.
I don't understand
really...
any of those words.
So what's a don't tug at your girdle?
Don't tug at your girdle. If you need a bra, wear one. Your tits flapping about in public, man. You're supposed to be dating. Don't let this one you can take on board now. This is you all over.
Okay.
Don't be familiar with the head waiter. Talking about the fun you had with someone else another time. Men deserve and desire your entire attention, Rosie.
This is disgusting.
A lot of times you've spoken to the head waiter.
Oh.
Don't sit in awkward positions.
Right.
And never look bored. Oh. Right? Even if you are.
Don't ever look bored.
Don't
Get
ever look
it.
Bored. Even if you are, be alert. Mm. And if you must chew gum, brackets not advised.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do it silently, mouth closed.
Oh, God.
Don't drink too much. As a man expects you to keep your dignity all evening, drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly.
Right, I'm out. I'm tapping out in 1938. I don't belong here.
Please and flatter your date by talking about the things that he wants to talk about.
Great.
Quite right.
Thank you, Andrew Tate, for that. Glorious insight. That's horrendous.
Bad, isn't it?
I'm happy that I never lived in 1938. Babadoo, 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 ba. I haven't told you this, but something happened the other day. So a guy I know from years and years ago changed his name.
Right.
Like, he just changed his name from
first
one...
First or second name?
Just his first name from one name to another. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure the reason. I don't. It might have been his middle name. Not sure.
Oh, okay.
But every time I say his nana, she never uses the name that he's changed his name to.
Brilliant.
Just always refers just him
like,
to
fuck
his...
him. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm like... And I've never, ever corrected that. But every time I think, you don't like that he changed his name, do you? Or do you just forget? It's so funny. It's so funny.
It is that weird thing,
and he's not
like,
changing it to a, it's a same sex name. It's not like
he's just picked a different name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just a different name, and she will never call him by the name that he's changed it to.
Did I ever tell you that I went through? I must have mentioned that I went through a small phase when I was younger of trying to get people to call us Axel.
Oh no, you've never told that. Right, why? When and where?
So it'll have been it'll coincided with Streets of Rage 2
right.
on the Mega Drive.
Right.
The main character with the blonde hair and the blue jeans and the white vest was called Axel.
Okay.
And then Beverly Hills Cop.
Right.
Eddie Murphy was called Axel
Foley. Axel, of course, yeah,
and I was like, Axel, this is great. So I said to my mum, I was like, can I be called Axel? And I was
what
like,
you say?
No. And then I was like, well, I will. And then I sent me friends. I was like, you've got to call us Axel.
Oh, you oh, God. Oh, God. What did they... How old were you?
Oh, 6 or 7.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. Yeah. What did they say?
I was 20. No, 6 or 7. They just went, no.
No.
Yeah. And I was like, come on. Like, I've changed my name. I want to be called Axel now. That can be my name. And they were like, right. And then everyone forgot.
God, that is... If Robin came in and was like, I want to change my name to fucking Ryder, I'd be like, absolutely not. Stop it and don't say it to your friends.
That's the thing, isn't it? When I watch Paw Patrol or anything like that, Chase is quite a one that everyone uses. Paw Patrol, the characters are called Chase and loads of different things are called Chase. Ryder, I've never... Until you said Ryder right there. Mm. So the idea of someone in the Northeast going, my name's Ryder now, I'd be like, oh, you're a slag, are you?
God. Do you not think all Shagger. Of these names are going to come back, though?
Ryder.
Do you not, well, do you not think in like 15 years' time you're going to meet someone called Bluey?
Oh, maybe.
Or Dougie. Well, oh, there is Dougies already, fair enough.
Dougies, yeah.
Yeah.
Bluey.
Who else? Super Potato. Super Potato. Just naming all the CBeebies characters. What's your name? Evil P. Oh, you watched a lot of telly when you were a kid, didn't you?
Fucking Grandmaster Glitch. Right.
What's your name? I'm the fit dad out of Cocoa Melon.
Nice to meet you. I'm Ubercorn. Right, however, this could go on all day. This could go on all day. If you haven't got kids, I apologise for how fucking rats this must sound. Shout out to Bluey, by the way. Best kids cartoon ever made.
Oh, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's the best thing I've ever... We enjoy... We sit down nightly to watch Bluey with the kids.
Get a couple of adult writers on Bluey, right? Mm. Take out the kids' column, get a couple of adult writers on. I'm telling you, you could rival Family Guy and The Simpsons with Bluey.
It's so good.
It's that fucking good.
When Bluey does a little
love
singing
it.
Voice, I just... Honestly, best thing ever.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef, eh? What is your beef? What's your beef for me? What have I done to you, eh?
I've got loads. You've done loads to us. I've got a backlog. I've got a backlog of beefs. But I'm just gonna go with one that happened during the Christmas holidays.
All right, great.
I'm going first. Can I go first?
You go first. Go on, yeah. You crack
okay,
on.
Okay, so that's what you're doing. You seem to live in a world where you are normal and level-headed, and I am a neurotic mess.
Right, okay.
And you know, things like, what's wrong with you? And like, are you serious?
All right.
Get thrown at us quite a bit.
Just an example. Mm. When it was windy the other night.
Yeah, yeah.
You couldn't function properly.
Oh, the wind's really upset us. Since
apparently the wind, now year. The wind is a trigger for Chris.
Whenever it's
slightly windy, Chris...
Can't concentrate,
can't watch a programme, has to go to bed.
I put it up there with...
Who's neurotic? I'm neurotic.
Mm. Yeah, listen.
You're not, right? No, just so I get it, just so I'm clear. I'm not neurotic.
I did not say you were neurotic. I did not say... I said we seem to live in this world where you think I'm constantly neurotic.
Oh, okay,
now, right?
Sorry, yeah.
So, yes, right. I have my moments.
Yeah.
Wind in everyday life now, when I can hear wind outside, it's similar to how I feel when I can get when it's turbulence on an airplane. When there's turbulence on a plane, you see people not even look up from the book, and I'm like, have you got a death wish? You're not even bothered by this, right? Anyway, back to what I'm saying, right? We were walking along the street, up to the shop. Mm-hmm. You picked up Rafe. You had a hold of Rafe. Mm-hmm. Rafe took your sunglasses off your head.
Mm-hmm.
A pair of quite expensive sunglasses that I bought you for your birthday a little while ago.
Yeah.
A few quid. Nice little pair of sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't we be wearing them just to walk to the shop? Bit offended that you were wearing them just to walk to the shop, you know? Maybe keep them for best.
Getting used out them.
But, well, fair enough. We walked along. Rafe takes them off your head. And I said, Rosie, careful with them. He's got them glasses in your hand. They're expensive. And you turned. There was someone like walking in the drive. They heard the tail end of it. You turned. You were like, are you serious? Did you honestly just say that to me? Are you serious? What's wrong? What's wrong with you? What's wrong? Why do you feel the need to tell me stuff like that? Why do you feel the need to have to say that out loud? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What did he do? What did Rafe do the next second? What did he do the next second after that? After that little fucking play? After that little opera that you did in the street? What did Rafe do?
Drop me glass.
Threw them on the fucking floor, didn't he? Straight on the floor.
I don't know why, right? So, okay, marriage is all about being honest. And, like, I think the way that it works is, right, I know I tell you loads of things. I know I would say that to you. I can't bear it when you do it to me.
Really?
I can't stand. If you just say one thing to me, like, watch that, I'm like, who the fuck do you think you're talking about? And I'm so sorry I do it. I know I do it. I can't stand it. I don't know why. I don't know what's happened. What's me trauma? Where's me trauma?
Yeah, I think you're just an arsehole.
No, right, okay,
right,
fair
you're just
enough.
An arsehole.
But yeah, I'd have said that to you. I'd have said, watch the bairns, got your glasses. Yeah. And yeah, so I'm sorry about that. But yeah, he didn't scratch them, luckily, but they were there. Do you want to hear my beef with you?
Yeah, go on then.
So I'm going to leave your new hobby till next week. We'll get into that next week because that's... Oh, talk about that later.
Okay. Hobby.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later. So
nice enjoying myself.
This is a beef with a nick. Bit of a nick as
beef
well.
Beef with a nick.
Yeah. Wow. Sometimes you just say things that instantly make me go, don't know why I married this man.
Jesus.
So this was a little while ago. You told me that for New Year, like, and you were like, I'm not going to make a resolution. You said, I'm not going to make any resolutions.
Oh, God, but this already doesn't sound good.
What I am going to do, Rosie, what I'm going to do is... I didn't really say much more of it at the time because I knew I was going to bring it on here.
Oh, right, okay. So this is 2 seconds. This is one of the ones where I've said it and I've thought, oh, she's bought that. That's fine. And I've instantly forgot what it was because you didn't make a thing of it. So I'm actually dreading this.
So what I am going to do, Rosie, is I'm going to learn the rap, the Tiago rap. What's it called? Tiago Silva.
Tiago Silva.
Tiago Silva. That's what you said to me. I'm not going to make any resolutions, but you know what I'm going to do? Rosie, honestly, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to learn all the words to the Tiago Silva rap. I wanted to vomit.
By Dave and AJ Tracy.
Why did you say that?
Because I don't know.
But you said it so seriously. Like, is that genuinely...
Well, because I've learned them,
You've learned them? Have you actually learned them? Have you? Fully.
Is the one he did when he got that Alex from Glastow. He got that kid up. And I just remember watching it. I was thinking, fucking hell, there's loads of words in this. Mm-hmm. And then I was listening to it in the car. And there's a couple of swears, but not loads. So I let Robin listen to it because you can't spot the swear words because they're so quick. And I listened to it a few times in the car and I was like, it's so fucking cool, this. I was like, I wish I knew all the words. So I thought, right, I'm going to learn all the words.
Great. So, and you've done it?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to do it?
Nah.
Come on.
No, no, you've ruined it.
No, no, how are you?
I won't do it.
How are you? We'll do a little, do a verse. Do a verse. Nah, Chris, please.
No, no. No, don't do that. That's not even what it sounds like.
What's it go?
That's
how's it go?
It's that.
Come on. Nah. No, you've got to do a verse. You can't be embarrassed. There's nobody else here. They're listening and you never see them listening. Are we?
This just feels sick. No, come someone on. Will play it back. Someone will clip it up and play
do
it back
it.
And ruin everything.
Do it.
Nah.
Nobody's got time for that.
Santan from the XAJ. Man mystic with a pen like JK. True say aren't we a drinker, but got a love for brandy like AJ. Champagne popper, 44 chopper on a black knight bomber. Heartbeat stopper, half our MC dropper, 45 whapper, leaving the sticks like caca. AJ from the X-Santan.
Oh, he's off. He's
that's
off.
That's when AJ well Tracy kicks in. Well,
does it have the word caca in it?
The footballer.
Oh.
Leaving the States like caca. I'll leave you standing there when I zip
not
off.
The poo. Fair enough. Well done.
Not the poo.
Totally, absolutely devastated. Well done. You've fulfilled your New Year's resolution.
Gone all red.
That was the biggest ick I've ever known.
I missed it with a pen like JK.
I agree. Right, stop now. Stop.
Love for brandy like Richie, champagne popper, 44 chopper on a black knight bomber, heartbeat stopper, half-heart MC dropper, 45 whapper, leave you in the stakes like caca. AG from
All right. You're not the only one who can rap.
Man got style and a ring like Gangnam. True say. No, that's not. There's a different one in it. Man
right,
got
stop.
Style and
stop.
Too young brother trying to eat off of music when I used to eat off of pens in a sandbag. Now we get money. Music money. Money that put my girlfriend in a handbag.
Stop.
White tees, Balenciaga's man bag.
Right, come on.
Left with a long stick like a grandag.
Right.
AJ Tizzy
Babadoo,
from
Babadoo.
THE Lizzie.
Babadoo,
and
Babadoo,
down for the Lizzie.
Babadoo,
Babadoo. Like you're broke and I've been telling broke mother mood like Grizzy. You started this.
Oof, you're gone. Your breath is too strong. Wait, come back. You need a tick, tack. You need a tick. You need a tack. You need the whole damn pack.
You need to learn another rap because you've done that one before.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi. You ugly. Hey, hey, you ugly. Your mama, your daddy, your greasy, greasy grandnanny. Got a hole in your panties. Got a big behind like Frankenstein. Go beep, beep, beep down Sesame Street. Toot, toot, toot. Wearing army boots in your ear. Candy beer up your butt with a coconut. Woo!
Yours is better than mine. Yours is much better.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public. As always, you beautiful, beautiful people out there, it is shaggedmarinoid@gmail.com if you want to send us absolutely bloody goddamn fucking anything, mate.
Go for it.
Yes.
Slags.
Right. You shouldn't mean that.
Question for you.
Yes.
You will be able to help me answer this, okay?
I'll be able to help you. This is a question from you, not a question
no,
from
No, sorry,
me.
This is from a member of the public, but because of your gender, you'll be able to help us out right. with this, okay? Dear Rosie and Chris, I've been with my boyfriend for 2.5 years, and safe to say, he's cringed me out many times, but this really got me.
Don't we all?
Last night before we went to bed, we were looking through Twitter, and he's liked this tweet attached. So he's liked this tweet, and it said, after a night out, most lads run home.
Right.
So I then questioned him, like, what the fuck do you mean you ran home after a night out? Like, has you been chased by people or...
Right.
He then proceeded to tell me that after nights out, he would run or jog home, no reason for it. Just when he was pissed out of his head, he's run home, apparently. It's a boy thing. You're nodding your head in agreement,
I've done it. It's been done.
You have ran home when you're pissed.
It's been done. Not for years.
Right.
Wouldn't fucking dare now.
Uh-huh.
It's something... in my day, it was when I was younger. It was when I didn't have as much money for taxis. Mm-hmm. I didn't have a disposable income, so I didn't have money for taxis and stuff. The buses were finished.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in your local town... I'm not running back from fucking Newcastle City Centre to South Shields, but if you're in your local town, South Shields...
You're talking a couple of miles, though.
Mm, yeah, I've done it loads of times. So
have you?
I haven't even told you this. So my cousin used to phone... He's white. This was before everyone had mobile phones, right? He'd go to the phone box at the town hall. He'd phone his wife. He would say, right, I'm going to run home now. Timers, so I know how long it took for us to get in.
Fuck
and he
off.
Would run home and he'd get in and he'd go up the bedroom, wake her up and he'd go, how long was it? And she'd go, I didn't time you, fucking dick.
Oh, my God, I'd be furious. Oh, my God, I'd be absolutely raging. And wife, they were married at this time.
Yeah. Had kids. Yeah.
Oh, my. I know exactly who you mean.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, because I do remember seeing lads run home.
Yeah. Loads of times I've ran home.
So odd. Yeah. In
weird,
dress shoes? Or did you have trainers on?
The dress shoes days at last.
Because you weren't allowed to wear trainers back in the day when we were going out.
When we first started going out and I was like 17, yeah. Mm-hmm. But done it loads of times. Loads of people do it. Loads of my mates have ran home.
Really? That's so funny.
Yeah. I walked home.
So
I don't
weird.
Think I've told you this. This is weird. I walked home from Sunderland once, from Sunderland Town Centre. back to South Shields.
That's a good 6 miles.
Four. It was four. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Four, maybe. Four.
Well, a fucking hike. Mm. An absolute hike. I've done it twice. I did it the Coast Road way once. Yeah. And I did it the sort of inland way
right.
once.
Right.
The Coast Road way, I was with my mate, and we actually had quite a good laugh walking back. But the inland way, I walked on my own, and can't believe I'm actually going to say this.
What?
Definitely haven't told you. Can't believe I'm going to say it on the podcast and let everyone know. There may be people out there who've done it before, but at numerous points on the way home, I genuinely tried to fly.
Were you taking drugs on
no,
these nights?
No drugs, no.
So but what, why?
Just thought,
I don't understand.
Bet you if I try hard enough, I can.
So you ran and jumped?
Not when there was any cars going past.
And dry a plan.
Yeah, just like
that is so
like oh yeah.
He's just done the action of like what Superman does, but actually takes off. That is why?
I don't know. Just pissed, thought I could do it. Just thought I bet you.
So you're older than I was when I tried that.
Oh,
I've definitely tried that,
20s.
But I must have been
early 20s.
Oh right, I was about 8.
Early
I was 20s.
Leather jacket, jeans, plimsolls, push.
Thinking you could
jump,
fly.
Push.
So
tried.
Weird.
Must have tried it 20 times on the way home. Just thought this is the one. This is the one.
I'm the gifted one.
Tell you now.
Out of everyone I know, I'm definitely the one.
Emailing. I'm telling you, people have tried to fly when pissed on a walk home.
Okay, great.
But when a car go past, I just start walking.
Right.
Normally.
Yeah. Normal. Of course.
A bit of a run up.
Yeah. If you want to know more about Chris and I walking home, we wrote a lot in the book about walking home. Or was it just me?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I love to walk home after a night out. Mm. It's one of the best parts of the night.
You're not pissed the next day if you take a good walk home.
That
so
is
busy,
true.
Right.
Yeah,
up.
And you eat your chips on the way home. Have a piss in the park. That was always good
there
fun.
There we go.
Dear Rosie and Chris, hope you're both well. I think this could be used as a Rosie's Mysteries.
Oh, great.
Mystery. I miss the music for Rosie's Mysteries.
Oh, man, no one else does. Waste of time, man.
I never knew that.
We can use it on the tour, I think, fuck.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
I'm a bit behind in listening to your podcast. I've just listened to episode 143, where the man picked his ear with his key, and this reminded me of something.
There he is.
What?
The guy who picked his ear with his key.
My partner of 14 years also does this. Pixies.
Oh, with his key.
Yeah, I don't get that. For quite a few months, I would say around 6 months, he kept complaining that he couldn't hear properly and thinks something is stuck in his ear. For months, he kept asking me to look and I would say, don't be stupid. You would know about it if something was stuck in your ear.
Oh, God.
However, I would give a half-arsed look and say there is nothing there.
Okay.
Just like, oh, there's no, oh, yeah. Right, yeah. No, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. Crap.
The way women do whenever a man has hurt themselves here. For me, if I have hurt myself or I want you to check anything, I'm like, will you look at that? Yeah, it's fine.
No, you do it when we're out in public and you make us look up your nose.
Well, yeah, because there might be snots
and
hanging
out. And I'm like, but I just glance.
But there might be snots hanging out.
Your snot, not my problem.
Well,
all
come
right?
on, I'm your husband. You can't be going, oh, this is my husband with a big dangler hanging out
Although,
his nose.
Actually, to be fair, the respect that I lose when people are with their partner and their partner's either got a spitty mouth, a snotty kink, or something else
big
going on. And I'm like, what are you? What, you're with this.
Big long nose hair coming out like an elephant tusk. Yeah, yeah.
Like, ear hair, nose hair, sort it out.
Yeah.
Sort
tell
it
him,
out.
Tell him before he leaves the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So fair enough, right?
There we go. Take it back.
One day he went to work and asked his boss to have a look because I didn't look properly.
Ah, yes! Yes! No, I feel his pain, yeah. She's not looking properly. She's glancing. I know she's not. I know there's something there and I know she's just glancing and then looking back at the telly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had a good look and poke with some tweezers.
Oh, God.
I'm guessing she's not married.
But the boss.
Because if somebody else's husband asked me to look in their ear, I'd go, I haven't got enough time to look at my own husband's ear. What are you coming here with your problems for? Right?
But where do they work? Where does he work?
I know. I'm desperate to know, though. Where do you think they work?
Well, I can just imagine, like, standing, she's got the tweezers, just having a good look in his ear, and the customer's just like, sorry, can I get that sandwich I ordered, please? 2 seconds.
No, this is definitely an office thing.
Yeah, it's an office where
people This isn't
yeah.
a, like, a, this is not a school.
It's
This
it's,
is not a...
It's
a hospital
it's,
or anything like
it's
that.
Oh yes, I've got tweezers in my desk.
Yeah, I do. I do my eyebrows in the car because the light's good.
Yeah,
okay. So she got some tweezers and pulled out.
Mysteries. Really?
So there was something in his ear.
And she tweezed his ear. That's a bit
it out.
Intense.
What did she pull out?
Right. So the clue. We did this last week. Yeah, it was the clue is that the key He scratches it with his key. So what has come off the key? Is it a big bit of pocket fluff? Is it a big massive bit of pocket fluff from his pocket? Or what else could it be from a key?
You only get one guess. Stop taking the piss.
It can't be a bit of key because that's mental.
That's metal, actually.
Fantastic. Great,
thank you.
Great work.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go with a big bit of pocket fluff.
Right, pocket fluff. We all know the kind.
Yeah.
Sometimes
it's
sharp, sometimes it's soft.
Pocket lint.
Depends what you've had.
Yeah. Right. A tiny little bit of chewing gum wrapper in
sometimes
there.
Sometimes. Yeah. I love a chewing gum wrapper. There's bits of chewed up chewing gum all over my car and little bits of paper.
It's like a fucking bin on wheels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
She tweezed and pulled out.
I'm wrong, aren't I? I am wrong.
You're wrong, yeah. The end of a Bic pen.
Fuck off!
Not the lid, but the other end.
The little blue bit.
The little blue bit.
The little bit that goes at the top.
The absolute idiot had been scratching the inside of his ear with a pen and it had got wedged in there. From then on, they all called him Bic at work.
Right. Couple of things here. One, how busy and how... Right. More than a couple of things. One, how itchy is your fucking ear?
Very. You need to probably need to go to the doctor.
You something going on. You need drops or something. The inside of your ear is far too dry.
Yeah.
You need an olive oil spray or something. Go and see your ear specialist.
Yeah.
Two, how vigorously are you scratching your ear
to
lose the end of a Bic pen?
Yeah.
Three, how big is the inside of your ear that the end of a Bic pen can go in and you can just... think there might be something in there.
I know.
And not be like, fuck me, the end of the pen came off in my ear.
Yeah. Some people have got big ears, though.
Final thing, how much of a lazy fucking car was she for glancing and not realising that there's an end of a Bic fucking pen in his ear? And no, another final thing here, the encore.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine the atmosphere in that workplace when that boss pulled that out of his ear.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
It must have been
beautiful.
The best thing that happened that month.
Yeah.
Oh, what a journey that was.
And then whoever started calling him Bic must have been quite proud of that.
Bic, absolutely.
You'd be buzzing
bang
with that.
On.
Hello, Bic.
Oh.
Well, it is. It's when you find out about people's nicknames and how they've come about. I've got the best one.
Yeah.
But I can't really talk too much about it because people might know who it is.
Oh, shit, that's annoying.
Well, you... knew someone who I know as well.
Yeah.
And my family know him as well. And they call him something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, such and such. And you were like, no.
Mm.
I was like, oh, that's his name. And then you were like, oh, no, it's not. My family had given this person the nickname.
Yeah.
Because they talked about this thing every time.
This must be a pain to listen to. We can't put this out. Unless we're just going to go all out and say what this is without the fucking code.
Right.
We can't
put
this out.
Okay, my family called someone who Chris knows Mesh.
Mesh.
And I went to Chris.
I said the guy's name and Rosie went, oh, Mesh. And I went, who the fuck's Mesh? What the fuck do you call Mesh for? And apparently... to numerous members of her family on separate occasions, he was banging on about how people have net
mesh
curtains. Net curtains, but he was calling them mesh curtains. And he said, everyone's got net curtains so that you can't see what they're doing in their house. But he said, everyone's got mesh curtains. And he said this so many times that his nicknames became Mesh. Annoyingly, I've known the fucker for years and he's never mentioned that to me. And weirdly, I remember his house and he had mesh curtains. So I don't know what's going on there.
He didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't know why that's
all windows.
Out, anyway.
So strange.
Yeah, it was delightful when I found out that.
Mesh.
Mesh. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous.
Always.
Just re-listening to episode 188 and hearing Rosie's ick about Chris eating a frub has brought back an awful memory of something a friend told me.
I can't do anything in this house, can I? Can't do anything.
I was dead. Anytime, I don't know why, but anytime you have a cheese string or a frub or any of the kids' food, you just get buzzing and it makes us feel really sad.
Yeah, but do I at least get some points for the fact that I don't peel the cheese string? I just eat it like a carrot.
You do. I've stopped buying cheese strings.
Yeah.
Ah, my mum. It's not real cheese.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
It makes me feel really bad. My friend's girlfriend works in an out-of-hour surgery and recently had a man come in with sores all on his mouth.
Ooh,
if you're eating, you might not want to listen to this.
Oh, I've never heard you do that before. This is exciting. You didn't do that for herpes fucking cluster. So this is exciting.
Oh my God, herpes.
I think of that all the time.
Do you remember that?
I think of it every time you scratch your vagina. Just putting it out there.
I've got a very itchy vagina.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Listen, I'm dead comfortable in my house and I will scratch my vagina.
If there's no wind outside, no telly on and the heating's not whirring, all you can hear is her scratching her vagina. Sounds like someone trying to light a match.
Why is it itchy? It's not the inside. I've got a very sensitive vagina. We all know this.
Everyone who listens to this knows you've got a sensitive vagina.
It is. I should probably use a more sensitive shower gel. Anyway, I will look after that myself. Listen, don't worry, guys.
You are not splashing out on sensitive shower gel. We are a fairy liquid shower family, and you will keep using fairy liquid in the shower. Right?
What's that one that I just can't use? The mint one, the green one.
Oh, so original sauce.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit. I've used it. I used it once when I was seeing a lad for not very long, and he had it in his shower, and holy shit.
Yeah.
The rest of the night was not very fun.
Did you smothered in toothpaste?
Hot as a motherfucker. Horrible, actually.
I think
stingy.
We talked about it before. It was one of them adverts where it's like, 70,000 mint leaves go into one bottle. I'm like, use up. What? Chill the fuck out. No, why? Put two in.
It's burning.
How are you?
It's burning my area.
It hurts.
So this man's come into the out of hours surgery with sores all over his mouth. When asked how he thought he had got them, he replied and said he liked to go urban frubin. Do you know what this is?
No, but I feel ill already.
Yeah, I did not know what this is, and I've got a feeling that some people listening will know what this is, but I didn't.
Urban frubin.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
What is urban frubin, I hear you ask? Well.
And why is he openly admitting to it immediately?
Because it's one of his hobbies, I think.
Hobby. Come on then.
Brace yourself. Urban frubin. Urban frubin. Gluten glubin.
What song's that?
Einet werden eaten. Gluten glubin.
Oh, it's the beginning of Pretty Fly for a White Guy, isn't it?
Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Urban frubin, doobin, doobin. Give it to me, baby. Aha! Fucking hell. Oh, I'll get to it.
Right.
I'm sick.
Okay, sorry. Urban frubin is finding a used condom in a public place and drinking the contents like a frub yogurt.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
That's what it is.
No.
Urban frubin.
I'm not having that it's a thing, and I'm not having that it's such a thing that people have called it that.
Urban, so like out in the woods, frubin. Because it looks like a frub, like a yoghurt. That's how you eat them. Anytime the kids have them now, I'm going to be sick.
Urban is a built-up area, not the woods.
Oh, that's rural.
That's rural.
So why is it called
rural
urban?
Rural frubin. Urban frubin, I don't know.
Oh.
Right, I'm going to have to Google urban frubin.
I know what urban and rural is. Genuinely, that's something that I took a long time to learn. The same as portrait and landscape. That took us a long time to learn
God,
as well.
Is it
genuinely a thing?
Yeah, it's genuinely a thing. Oh, God. Go everywhere.
The man goes to the local dogging site and drinks the cum of strangers like yoghurt.
Send the meteor now.
Yeah.
Send it and
wipe it all out.
Just eradicate this race. Oh, my. Oh, nah.
Horrible, isn't it?
Back to the NHS. Back to the NHS to get it sorted out. No wonder you go fucking out of hours, you dirty, horrible pervert.
Oh, yeah.
Out of hours. Oh, urban frubin again. Can I have me ointment? Thank you. Okay, it's all cleared up. Back in the car. That's made me
is
so
is it really?
Sad.
I'm sorry.
It's
horrible,
just...
isn't it? Have we not mentioned that before, though, on the podcast? It's very up our street.
All right, aye.
Isn't it?
I'm thinking is there must be a few people who do it. And there must be like, you know how like... with hobbies and with things that bring people together, you've got gripes about stuff. Imagine, like, I can just imagine a group of these people going, oh, God, how annoying is it when they've tied a knot in it? Fucking bastards.
I've had to grow my fingernails.
It took me 20 minutes to undo a knot the other day, man, and this bus stop, people walking past.
Yeah.
This lad walked past trying to learn how to fly. Oh.
I don't think you see that many. That's condoms, though, do you?
Not as many as you.
Not as many as you used to.
There's two things that have disappeared from the streets these days. Used condoms and white dog shit.
Yeah.
Both made a rapid decline.
What's going on there?
It's end of life, innit? That's it. It's over.
So do you think? I mean, they say there's a housing crisis, but clearly people are shagging indoors a lot more often than they used to.
Or they're just not buying condoms.
Oh, God. Guys, condoms,
let's
man.
Be honest here. There was always a used condom outside of school.
Do you not think that was just kids, though, filling them up?
Probably opening them and just... Yeah. But there was all...
They were never full of cum, though.
The excitement. Not because they'd been frooped the night before. The excitement amongst the lads in the junior school when there was a condom
junior
in the cut.
School.
Oh, when we walked up the cut and like to the main road, and there was a condom in the cut, you could tell. You'd look, you'd see a bunch of people. You'd be right. There's two things this could be. This is a fight or they found a condom.
Right. Okay.
That's all this could be.
I don't remember getting excited about that. I do remember getting very excited being in Redhead Park and there'd be porn magazines in the bushes,
yeah,
and you'd be like, "Oh my god, look at this tits."
Yeah.
Tits and ass. Got myself a brand new pair.
Brilliant.
Couldn't listen to that in the car the other day. That was annoying.
Tits and ass.
It's a song. It's on chorus line. Robin's learning one singular sensation.
Yeah.
And he was telling us about it. And I was like, oh, put it on. Put it on. And I was singing along. And I instantly got told to stop singing.
Yeah, of course he did.
Prick. Babadoo, 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 ba. Good day, Chris and Rosie.
Oh.
Good day.
Bluey.
Sending much love from across the seas in Australia and begging you to do another show here. Don't remember doing the first one.
The first one.
But yeah, you never know. Long time listener, first time emailer. And boy, do I have an ick for you.
Come on then.
Okay, so I, 26 female, have lots of icks with my boyfriend, 28 male.
Mm.
Still always looks like, whenever I see 28M, it just looks like you're talking about a baby who's 28 months old and it freaks us out. So he's just mentioned some of the icks here. Walking to the bins in his work clothes and slippers. Watching him eat. Watching TikTok videos.
Sorry. Walking to the bins in his work clothes and slippers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Putting the bins out.
Must be an ick.
Doing a job. What's the next one?
Watching him eat.
She can't watch him eat.
Clearly not, no. Watching TikTok videos on full volume in public and laughing out loud at them.
That's annoying. Yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, playing 9 hours straight of video games.
That's nothing wrong with that.
Slurping his food when there's nothing to slurp.
I don't know how he's managing that. But
this is
like bread. You can slurp bread.
Well, some people can clack a penguin biscuit. It's the driest thing ever known. Laughing at kids' cartoons that his 7-year-old also finds funny. That's you.
Fucking, yeah.
That's
again,
you.
Bluey, big shout out.
I could go on. However, there is one ick that trumps them all and I don't know how to get over it. Recently, I just moved into my newly built apartment and he tagged along too. Not my choice, but it is what it is.
Fantastic. He's getting fucking...
Don't think you should be together
anymore. Handed to him here, like...
I was and still am very particular about what I put in it and what goes where and just the overall aesthetic. I get that.
Right.
Hence why I didn't want him to move in straight away.
So she wanted to move into her apartment,
get it all sorted, and then he... Yeah.
Right, okay.
Well, he moves all of his stuff in, which was fine, until he brought this small wooden box thing. Doesn't match the wood in my box, in my house even. Grr. That apparently has been in his family for years.
Oh, fuck him.
And then he's supposed to put in brackets, only from his granddad.
Right, okay.
It's not been that long.
Three generations.
I found...
Though. Three generations.
Fair enough. I found a place for it and all was good. One day I come home from work to find the ugly wood box moved in front of the toilet. Why, you ask? Because he likes to put his feet on it when he is shitting because it makes it easier.
Right.
He then leaves it out in front of the toilet rather than putting it back in its new position under the sink in the bathroom.
What's in the box?
There's nothing in the box.
Right.
So basically my ick is that my partner has a shit stool to put his feet on that he leaves out whenever he takes a shit for the world
to
see.
So it's not a box to put anything in.
No.
It's just a sphincter straightener.
It's just...
Yeah, so it's better. So you know when you go to
you actually meant to do that.
Yeah, as a Westerner, when you go to places where the toilets are hole in the floor, and, oh, it's disgusting. It's actually the way we're meant.
That's
to shit.
You're meant to
because we are apes.
Where were we when it was just a hole in the floor and you had to bend, squat down?
Yeah,
and at first I was like, this is.
But it's chocolate. Much
but
easier.
That's how
so
you're
sitting
meant...
down actually bends your sphincter in a way where the shit's harder to come out. I get it, but. I don't have a hand-me-down box from me granda that three generations of Ramsay men have been shitting with ease on.
I think that's what's really pissing her off because I think she's like, this does not match the aesthetic of my new apartment.
I love
said that it's handed down from your granda, where in reality, you have just found the perfect height shit box.
I think it is handed down by the granda. I think the granda's had a mini. He's went, come here, mate.
Well, hang on.
Listen, my father told me and his father told him this box is the perfect height for us. Wallabies
and Bruce's.
Bruce's. Put you now. Don't tell anyone outside the family. Just put your shit with ease. Tell him it's an heirloom. Tell him it's a family heirloom. Hand it down to your kids.
I've signed the back. it says here, I'm sure his granddad, who built the one step now shit stool, is so happy with how it's being used. You never know, he might be. And that's from Ella in Australia. No need to keep me anonymous. The world can know about Paul's stupid shit stool.
Hey, listen. Congrats, when she's blooming sitting there, red-faced, and he's just sitting there letting his shit slide out like body butter, laughing his head off.
Body butter. Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of shit and body butter.
Yeah.
Listening in from another one here. Hey, Rosie and Chris, listening from Australia. Woo-hoo! Quick ick for you. My husband, like most men, takes his time when taking a shit. When he gets up, he will be wandering around, washing hands, brushing teeth, etc., or whatever, and I have to stare at a bright red imprint of a toilet seat on his white arse. Makes me want to vom.
He has a shite, then he walks around with no on. He's got a big red toilet mark.
On his arse. I haven't seen a red toilet mark on your arse. I don't think I've ever seen that. I have seen a big red toilet mark on our son's arse,
yeah.
Robin's arse, because he loves to sit on the toilet.
20 minute shits him like.
Oh my word, it takes so long. And then he does like most of the time wipe his own arse, but if it's before he's about to go to bed, I will wipe his arse because I think don't want to have a shitey arse for bed. And the bending over that they do, why does he do it so far?
It's horrible.
There's no need for there's no need for how far he's awful. Literally on all fours, and then he's got it's that red awful ring.
It's horrible, honestly. Horrible. We were watching a show last night, and there's an adult on the show. And her adult mother says to her, I can call you whatever I want. I used to wipe your ass. And I don't think, when our kids are adults, I don't think I'm going to mention that I used to wipe their ass.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just upsetting for everyone involved. I'll just be like, no, I never did. You could do yours straight away. But put it this way. I was walking past our bathroom last night and you were bathing our kids. And I just burst out laughing because all I heard was you saying to the two boys, right, that's enough now. Don't touch tiddlers.
Oh, God.
And I just burst out laughing. I was like, what is life? What is life when that has to be one of the rules laid down in your house?
Well, we're at that. Well, there's part of us that's but at the same time, it's dead innocent, so just touch it.
Were they touching tiddlers with hands or were they touching tiddlers together?
So Rafe is obsessed with Robin's tiddler.
Right.
And he can't, and Robin hoys his arse in the air so it's on full display to wind him up and then takes it away. Yeah. So Rafe's like grabbing onto it like this. And then Rafe realises he's got one, so he's like, and then he touches his. And
got
it's,
got one of my own, mate. What do you do, though?
What do you say?
They're just kids. They're just, what can you do? Nothing.
No, and out.
Just look away.
My brother used to piss on me in the bath.
Cool.
Yeah. Quite often.
I still let him in now to do it.
So are you telling me?
Going for a bath. Kev, she's in the bath again. I'll leave the front door open.
He doesn't have to do that.
Runs in and pisses on you. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Once again, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. Genuinely, like again, I don't like to egg the pudding, but it does feel sort of almost animatronic that we just go, thank you so much for listening, but I would genuinely mean thank you so much.
What he's trying to say is that we can't believe people still listen to us.
Yeah, just thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're really glad that you enjoy it. I love getting messages and getting told that people enjoy it. And have a lovely week. We'll be back in years next week. And look, take care, Urban Froobin, this week. Just take care.
Yeah, choose your condoms wisely. Don't just pick any willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Just think about
fantastic stuff.
Really
fantastic
think about
stuff.
It.
There we go. I'm going to...
If it's yellow, if it's off a colour, don't do it.
Yes, I'm genuinely not going to enjoy any of the Froobs I steal off the kids this week. Genuinely not going to enjoy
it. I'll buy the other ones. What's the other one? The tubes? The ones with the animals on.
It's all the same. It's all the same. It's all been ruined. It's all been ruined. Thanks. Thanks, perverts.
See ya.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things.
Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.